Social media. Websites and applications that enable users to create and share content or participate in social networking. On today's 26 podcasts, we learn what happens when you overshare information and don't read the end user license agreement. Good morning, Nola. Turn alarm off, please. Good morning, Daisy.
Good morning, Gus.
Oh, man, it feels good sleeping in there once in a while. I'm hungry. I saw an ad for a place called Mind Readers last night in that happyfacespace.com app. I think I saw one of those nearby. I'll go over there and see what they have to eat.
Welcome to Mind Readers.
Hi, I'd like to place an order. May I have?
That'll be $14.95.
$14.95? I haven't ordered yet.
No need. We know exactly what you want.
You do? No way. It's the first time here. I don't even know what you have.
Okay, so here's what you ordered as soon as you walked in. A mushroom risotto veggie burger on a gluten-free bun with organic baby spinach, garlic, and chopped red onions. You'd like that top with some dairy-free Manchego cheese. You'd also like a side order of non-GMO sweet potato waffle fries, lightly sprinkled with some Himalayan pink salt. On the side, you have a small container of what you call hot chip. It's ketchup mixed with hot sauce. We don't have the usual brand of hot sauce that you like, but you will absolutely like the store brand. Sorry to say that we don't have any Bobski products, but we do have Crack-A-Cola. So that will be $14.95.
Wow, you're right. That sounds delicious. I would like that. How did you know? Is that why this place is called Mind Readers?
In a way. The name is just a gimmick. Our parent company is happyfacespace.com, the website where everyone puts all of their pictures and shares all of their life stories with friends and total strangers. You have the app on your phone.
I do have the app on my phone. What does that have to do with anything?
Well, happyfacespace.com knows everything about you. Your likes, your dislikes, your deepest, darkest secrets. That includes what you like to eat based upon all your social media interactions. These pictures that you take are also part of that profile that is built upon your life.
The pictures that I upload, right?
No, the pictures that you take. They are automatically uploaded and categorized.
All the pictures? How can they do that?
You gave happyfacespace.com permission when you signed up for an account. It was part of the end user license agreement. Did you read it before clicking OK?
Read it? It's all in Latin, literally. It was like over 20,000 words.
Yeah, well, you should have read it. Oh well, live and learn.
Live and learn? That's your advice to me?
Well, it's too late now anyway. $14.95 has been deducted from your account. Your order number is 26. Follow the blue arrows and your food will be ready when you get to the end. Make sure to click Enjoy Us in the app. Please make sure to visit us again at Mind Readers and have a happy face based day.
Thanks. I guess I better follow this arrow. I don't understand what just happened though. I just signed up for happyfacespace.com last night because Samantha, my girlfriend, asked me to. She wanted me to put up a profile that said we were in a relationship. I haven't posted anything about myself yet. I'm so confused.
Hey yo, we're number 26. Your number's ready. Number 26, come get your order.
That's my order. Thank you.
Yeah, no probs, man. You're welcome. Have a happy face-based day.
Thanks. You too, I guess. This sandwich is really good. The bun lightly toasted, the toppings fresh. These sweet potato waffle fries are not greasy at all and very crispy. They are salted just right. This hot chop is amazing. Not too spicy, but with just enough kick. How did they even know that I call this hot chop? I feel like I'm in an episode of The Twilight Zone. That's new. I never had that happen before. Must be from the Happy Face Space app I installed last night. Let's see, what does this say? Thank you for enjoying your meal from Mind Readers. Make sure to tell your friends and family. Have a Happy Face Space day. The icon next to Mind Readers' Happy Face Space page has the enjoy button already clicked. I didn't click it. What if I didn't enjoy my meal?
Yeah, but you did enjoy it, right?
Pardon, I'm sorry. Were you talking to me?
Yeah, you enjoyed it, right? They know everything about you. They knew as soon as you walked in what you wanted, how to prepare for you, and that you would enjoy it. That's why the enjoy button is clicked. That's pretty awesome, right? I love happyfacespace.com. Anyway, I have to go. Keep enjoying the meal.
Okay, well, thanks. Have a good one yourself. That was strange. A random person talking to me like that. This day is getting weirder. I never had a crack of cola before. This is pretty good. Wonder why I never tried it before. I've got to get going. I have to meet Samantha by 2. Standing on the street corner holding the sign, handing out flyers. Oh boy, he's looking at me. I hope he doesn't say anything to me.
Hey, little brother. Are you part of the circle? Of course you are. I can tell. Welcome. Do you have time for me to tell you how Happy Face Space saved my life?
I don't know what you mean by the circle, and I'm sort of in a hurry.
That's right, Gus. You have to meet Samantha at 2. Well, don't let me hold you up. Take this flyer. It will explain it all. All hail Zach Markerberg and his wonderful creation.
Okay. I've got to be on my way. Take care. This day just took a left at Bizarre Avenue. Let's see what this has to say. Before HappyFaceSpace.com, I was a lost hermit, not having any close relationships. I could care less about my fellow human beings. I had no opinions on anything, living a dull life with no real goal in sight. Then one day I saw Zach Markerberg being interviewed on 26 Minutes, talking about HappyFaceSpace.com and why he decided to create it. I was enthralled about how he wanted to create a site where we would all be a circle of friends, sharing our lives with each other, caring about each other's lives, and letting each other know the things that we enjoy. I immediately signed up for an account and started letting others know what I enjoyed. It was through sharing with others that I met my wife. She was a true believer of Zach Markerberg's philosophy. My life changed because of HappyFaceSpace.com. I have a purpose, to make the circle of friends bigger. I have relationships now and so much love for my fellow humans. HappyFaceSpace.com saved my life. Have you become a part of the circle? This guy's insane.
He makes HappyFaceSpace.com sound like a cult. There are so many crazies out there. I better hurry up if I'm going to make it on time. I better call a Cuber if I'm going to make it.
Get in, Gus. I'm your Cuber driver.
I didn't order one yet.
You're about to, though, right? Am I right?
Yeah. Let me guess. HappyFaceSpace.com?
Yes. They know all there is know about you. Looks like you're about to be late for your 2 o'clock meeting with Samantha. Hop in. I'll get you there on time.
Okay, thanks. Do you know where I'm going?
Of course I do. So, how have you been today so far?
It's been a surreal day. You know what I mean?
I'm a Cuber driver. Every day is surreal for me. So what's been weird for you today?
Well, I just signed up for HappyFaceSpace.com last night. And so far, today I've gotten a perfect meal without asking for it. Met a crazy guy with a sign who may or may not be part of a cult. And gotten a Cuber ride at exactly the time that I need it. And I had my first crack of cola.
Yeah, that does sound like a Twilight Zone type of day. Except for the crack of cola. I have some in the cooler next to you. Feel free to grab one.
Thanks. Don't mind if I do. So how soon before I get there?
I'll have you there by 1:52, which gives you enough time to walk to the park bench and be there before 2.
You even know the bench I'm meeting Samantha at?
They know it all, bro. So, you said you just signed up last night?
Yeah, my new girlfriend convinced me to sign up. I might be regretting it now.
I've never met someone who had HappyFaceSpace.com know them so well in less than a day. Did you post a lot of things already?
No. Other than changing my profile to in relationship, I haven't done a thing.
So, what exactly do you do?
Well, I sort of work for my dad. He's a Senate Majority Leader. He has me working on one of his bills right now. He's looking to put more government oversight on technology companies and how they may have overstepped their boundaries when it comes to privacy.
Huh. That makes sense then. So, this Samantha, where did you meet her?
She kind of bumped into me. I was at the unprocessed foods market sampling some of the cheese, like I always do. Next thing I know, this beautiful woman just bumps into me. She was holding a bottle of my favorite wine. We kind of hit it off right away. It was fate, I guess. I have unique tastes and was so surprised to find someone that also liked to drink jalapeno wine. I thought I was the only one that usually buys that wine since the bottles are always covered in a light layer of dust.
It wasn't fate, kid. Here we go. On time as promised.
Thank you. How much do I owe you since I didn't order you in the app?
Don't worry about it, kid. The ride is on me. Just be careful.
What bench was it that Samantha wanted me to sit at? Something about tulips. I think she said they were Semper Augustus. A rare red and white combination. Huh. There they go. Wonder why the park's empty. It's a beautiful day and it's midday. I'm a little early, which is on time as my dad would say. She said sit on the side by the tulips. Okay.
Gus.
Yes, Nola?
Quickly bend down and tie your shoes.
What the heck was that? Nola, my shoes aren't untied.
Gus, run. You are being targeted for extermination to send your father a message. Zach Markerberg sent two assassins to deal with you. Since they purchased their weapons from the massive rainforest company, I was able to jam them and make them backfire. They have been dealt with by me, but Samantha is still out there looking at you with binoculars. You only have about 26 seconds before my jamming signal stops. She will then activate the bomb under this bench.
Nola, what do I do now?
The Cuber driver that dropped you off is a few seconds away. You can trust him, he will take you to safety.
Okay, what happens after that?
Samantha, and I have some chatting to do. No one messes with my Gus. I mean, a customer of the massive rainforest company. I will take care of Zach Markerberg in my own way.
Today's episode of 26 Podcasts is brought to you by Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/26 to get 3 months for $6.95 each. Also, get a free audiobook while you're there. Remember, go to audibletrial.com/26. Find 26 Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Pocket Casts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a favorable rating. We're trying to grow this and can only do that with your help.
Man redet einfach, bis sich irgendwas gereimt hat. Klingt einfach und das funktioniert. Hey,